Mini. In September 1956, Suez Canal closed and the petrol crisis followed. British Motor Corporation assigned Alexandros Zygonis the immediate evolution of an experimental small-size model he was working on at the time. The aim was to replace all those swollen cars on the British, and not only roads. The afterwards Sir Alec had already had a major success with Morris Minor, which was pretty old for some renewal and to fulfil the targets of an economic car since it was designed 10 years ago. Zygonis, assuming that the latest trend defined the design of most cars and not the exclusive work of some engineers, wanted to manufacture the smallest car possible for 4 people, which would be small on the outside and comfortable in the inside. Starting in May 1957, a team of 8 people he had chosen himself built a wooden replica by the end of July. In October, there were 2 prototypes ready for tests, which ran 30,000 miles in 500 hours. Placing the engine and the radiator in a crosswise position, the result was the small dimension front part of the car, while the particularly small wheels were effective with respect to the leaf spring and the spacious interior. In July 1958, the car started being mass-produced. In April 1959, the first cars moved on the roads. These were the Austin 7 and the Morris Mini Minor, till 1969, when the common name Mini was established. It was characterised as one of the top cars of the 20th century and was produced till October 2000.